has not been able to explain how that happened.
In three statewide primary races in New York, progressive challengers lost the Democratic nomination to establishment candidates. In the gubernatorial race, Governor Andrew Cuomo defeated progressive challenger Cynthia Nixon by 30 percentage points. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul narrowly fended off a challenge from New York City Councilmember Jermaine Williams with a margin of 6 points.
The humanitarian crisis in Yemen continues to worsen in the face of ongoing conflict between U.S.-backed Saudi troops and the Houthi rebels. In the first 6 months of this year, in the Hajja province and the district of Aslam, there were 17,000 recorded cases of severe acute malnutrition, higher than in any full year on record. Yemenite humanitarian officials have been accused of ethnic bigotry when aid is distributed. The local population in Aslam consists of many people who belong to the Mahamashin, an Arabic word for marginalized. This community is of darker-skinned Yemenites, shunned by the rest of the society and left to work as garbage collectors and manual laborers or beggars.
Hurricane Florence pounded the Carolinas with as much as 3 inches of rain per hour on Friday as it trudged inland at a meager 5 miles an hour. As much as 2 feet of rain have already fallen in some places, combining with a wind-driven storm surge to cause catastrophic flooding. So far, the hurricane has caused 4 reported deaths. Forecasters are predicting up to 40 inches of rain, which is likely to cause flooding in the southeastern and mid-Atlantic states.
As Hurricane Florence bore down on the U.S. on Thursday, President Donald Trump angrily turned up the devastating storm of last year earlier, disputing the official death count for Hurricane Maria and falsely accusing Democrats of inflating the Puerto Rican toll to make him look as bad as possible. He said just 6 to 18 people had been reported dead when he visited 2 weeks after the storm and suggested that many had been added later. He said if a person died for any reason, like old age.
The latest on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. The FBI has confirmed that it received unspecified information about Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh this week. Senator Dianne Feinstein, the top Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, said Thursday that she had notified federal investigators about information she received concerning Kavanaugh. A Senate Democratic aide and another person familiar with the matter said it referred to an incident that occurred while Kavanaugh was in high school age. The details of the incident and the identity of the person who provided the information were unclear.
Tune in Saturday, September 15th to Transmission Arts on the radio. Radio news at 5 a.m. with the Counterspin Media Show and then the Rain Report and ARR Audio News. The future of what looks at the music industry at 6 a.m. Amateur Radio Newsline is on at 7 after the news, and then Glenn Hauser's World of Radio is on at 7:30. The Radio Survivor Show is a magazine show about radio at 8 a.m., then the latest episode of Donald Trump Theater is on at 9 a.m. after the local news on Waveform, Standing Wave Radio, and WGXC.
Riding. I'll read first some recent poems and then poems from two books, Some Trees and a Tennis Court Oath. Wait a minute. The first one is called Rivers and Mountains. On a secret map the assassins cloistered, the Moon River was marked near the 18 peaks and the city of humiliation and defeat. One ending of the trail, among dry papery leaves, gray brown quills like thoughts, in the melodious but vast mass of today's writing through fields and swamps, marked on the map with little bunches of weeds. Certainly squirrels lived in the woods, but devastation and dull sleep still hung over the land. Quelled, the rioters turned out of sleep in the peace of prisons, singing on marble factory walls, deaf consolation of minor tunes that pack the air with invisible heavy rods, pant in some sand valley from which only quiet walking ever instructs. The bird flew over and sat. There was nothing else to do. Do not mistake its silence for pride or strength, or the waterfall for a harbor full of light boats that is there, performing for thousands of people in clothes, some with places to go or games. Sometimes over the pillar, with square stones, its impact makes a light print. So going around cities to get to other places, you found it all on paper, but the land was made of paper, processed to look like ferns, mud, or other, whose sea unrolled its magic distances and then rolled them up. Its secret was only a pocket, after all, but some corners are darker than these moonlit nights spent as on a raft, in the seclusion of a melody, heard as though through trees, and you can never ignite their touch long, but there were homes flung far out near the asperities of a sharp rocky pinnacle, and other collective places, shadows of vineyards whose wine tasted of the forest floor, fisheries and oyster beds, tides under the pole, seminaries of instruction, public places for electric light, and the major tax assessment area, wrinkled on the plan of election to public office, 62 years old, bath and breakfast, the formal traffic, shadows to make it not worth joining, after the ox had pulled away the cart. Your plan was to separate the enemy into two groups, with the razor-edged mountains between. It worked well on paper, but their camp had grown to be the mountains and the map, carefully peeled away and not torn, was the light, a tender but tough bark on everything. Fortunately, the war was solved in another way, by isolating the two sections of the enemy's navy, so that the mainland warded away the big floating ships. Light bounced off the ends of the small gray waves to tell them in the observatory about the great drama that was being won, to turn off the machinery and quietly move among the rustic landscape, scooping snow off the mountains, rinsing the coarser ones that love had slowly risen in the night to overflow, wetting pillow and petal, determined to place the letter on the unassassinated president's desk so that a stamp could reproduce all this in detail down to the last autumn leaf, and the affliction of June ride slowly out into the sun-blackened landscape.
Thank you. Shimmering. I'm a New York artist and stuff. Yes, I think so. There's so many here. I mean, there's a new gallery that opens up every minute. Well, I try, but it gets so, well, I have to travel so much to, you know, take these photographs, and then when I come back, I have to really do them, so I read about them. A cable TV show that it's like interview. It's on fashion. It's called Fashion, and we try to show the young new designers in New York, and that's on cable TV, which is really exciting in New York. There's just so many different stations you can just turn to. I mean, you just keep turning your dial, and it just never stops. Yes, but actually, I just want a cable, a whole cable, so I can. They're hard to find. You know, to get one. Well, yes, but just show the same program on all day long, I guess. They get bored with a good show, so no, it'd just be an inform. It would just show what's on the street corner. I think just showing 24 hours on the street corner. Other people look at anything. Oh, yeah, it's like looking out of the window. I really love it, so. Oh, I know, I like it with the sound.
2017 new music from Wire, a song this time from Silver Lead.
I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra, 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC. We'll host a record fair Sunday, September 16th at Basilica Soundscape. Regional vendors selling vinyl, cassettes, and other media
from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
This is a special invite to join us for a fantasy after party at the Half Moon. DJs spinning all vinyl sets from 5 p.m. on. $5 suggested donation at the door goes to supporting this radio station and the programming you know and love.
Keep the boogie. Don't stop.
You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 946, hour number one, recorded September 13th, 2018. My name is Max. Happy to have you listening. We will start with a raft of short selections, starting with Ivar Mikishov performing Lamont Young, two short pieces. We'll also hear from Thomas DeLeo, Between for piano and percussion. We'll hear the Aryan flutes, selections from a piece called Broken Birds. We'll hear Martin Boykin's Scherzo from his Sonata for Violin and Piano, and electronic music from Roger Doyle, and percussion from So Percussion, composed by Steve Mackey. So it's a whole bunch of things to start with. We start with Ivar Mikishov, two pieces by Lamont Young, Study Number 2, and Saraband. And this comes from a panorama of American piano music, a 4-CD set, ranging, as it says, from Antile to Zappa, 20th century American piano music, on Mode Records, released in 2013.